بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Of great importance regarding salah is to perform salah with jama'ah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu during his time, he noticed one person was not there for Fajr salah. He went to his house and asked his mother as to why he had not seen Sulaiman for that day. She replied that he had been offering salah throughout the night and he fell asleep by the time of Fajr. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I prefer offering Fajr Salah with Jamaat than spending the entire night in Ibadah. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that it is clear from this hadith that there is much more reward in offering the Fajr Salah with Jamaat than Tahajjud Salah. So that is why the ulama has mentioned also that if a person is spending the entire night in Ibadah and it will cause harm or shortcoming in the Fajr Salah, it will be preferable to leave out spending the night in Ibadah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu says that if you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim, you should safeguard your salahs where the call for them is made, that is in the masjids. Salat is among the ways of guidance which Allah ta'ala has prescribed for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you were to offer your houses, your salat in your houses, then you are abandoning the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you will go astray. See, I remember in our time, only a person who was an open hypocrite would miss namaz with jamaat. Even the people who were sick, is to come to the masjid while taking support between two people until they would be made to stand in the rows of salat. So this shows the great importance of namaz with salat. Allah give us tawfiq and ability. Once Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, somebody asked him that if a person he offers fast the entire day and offers salat throughout the night, but he doesn't enter Jumu'ah salat, attend Jumu'ah salat and Jamaat salat, so he replied that this person will enter Jahannam. So very, very important is for us to perform our namaz with jamaat, not just to perform salat, but for the men to perform the namaz with jamaat. Then also very important is, like how this hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, when somebody was not performing salat, he went to his house and asked him why he wasn't there for salat. So we also have to make an effort to establish salat in the whole world. It's our duty. We see other people not performing salat, we must have that feeling within our hearts. And the last thing is, we should try to make an effort on the and perfecting our salat, bringing concentration and devotion in our salat. And never should a person feel that his salat is the best. That is why the dua which comes in the end of salat, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, Allah, I've made zulam upon myself, I've done a very great wrong upon myself. When a person makes salam, assalamu alaikum, then the sunnah dua is, Allahu akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The person asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So we should also, when we after performing our salat, we should have this feeling in our hearts, my salat is not perfect, I still need to perfect it, to better it. As Imam Rasulullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the time a person feels that my salat is okay, I have done a good salat now, and this is the worst salat of his life. And a person when he feels that I haven't performed the salat, I need to better my salat, then inshallah a person will progress. It's for this reason our elders have mentioned, and after every ibadah, a person should do two things. He should make istighfar and he should make shukr. By making istighfar, a person will get pride over his ibadah and he will realize their shortcomings. And when a person will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase that person in the ibadat. So we should always, after every ibadat, make shukr to Allah, we performed our salah, but Allah must increase us in that, make dua to Allah ta'ala also. Allahumma inni as'aluka tamamul wudu wa tamamul salah. Oh Allah, I ask you for perfection in my wudu and perfection in my salah. And we should never regard our salah as great, because this also is a great sin when a person regards an action of ibadat of his to be something of great value. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal.